Pat, fantastic to see you at the New England Mutual National Rugby Camp, of course, as a graduate, and the first Wallaby. It's always great to come home and put something back into the game like you've done beautifully.
Yeah, really enjoyed being back here. I think the skill seems to go up every year, and, you know, it's a six-year in a row they've thrown the kids out here, so really excited to get back and enjoyed a feed at home with Mum last night. So, yeah, good all round.
Well, it's been an interesting 12 months for yourself. Of course, you're back in the Wallaby squad, but you got the ultimate prize in regards to winning the Super Rugby title. You know, you were there with the second last sort of hit up there before Will Skilton got the ball, and, of course, little man Brendan McKibben kicked it out. How did you feel when that happened? Because you must have been just fantastic. All that hard work and to hold up the trophy just must have been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's a funny... You hear a lot of people describe it as relief, and that's kind of what it feels like. It's like this ultimate kind of satisfaction. Yeah, I find it hard to put into words, to be honest, but I do know that I want to feel it again, so that's our main focus for this year, is going back to back. It was an amazing experience, and I really pushed through and really attacked the year with the boys. Really looking forward to it.
I think you're happy for people such as Sharon Flaho, who've done such a great job in keeping everybody on the field, and this year there's a real determination to make sure that Dave Dennis gets to hold up the trophy as a player, even though he's really the captain of the side. And also, of course, those other fellas such as Jeremy Tilts, we'd like to see get a bit of time on the field as well, and Paddy McCutcheon, who've pretty much been there as long as you have as well.
Longer for Jeremy and Paddy. I think Paddy's about 7 years and Jeremy be going on 10 or 11 now. So, look, you know, stalwarts of the club and blokes we both want to see get more time on the field, and I'm sure it'll happen. You know, they've both had good pre-seasons. As for Dave, it's been going really well. He's spent a couple of weeks in America with his rehabilitation at a centre called Sparta Science Centre. And he went quite well there, and he's come back looking as fit as I've seen him. So that'll just be making the only thing now is just making sure that knee's right. He started doing a little bit of training with the team the last week or two. And then don't know if we'll see him for the trials, but we'll certainly see him in round one or two, I'd imagine.
If you want to connect with the New South Wales Waratahs, you just need to go to waratahs.com.au. Now, of course, we did tell you the story last year that the Waratahs will be playing the Waikato Chiefs at Campbelltown Stadium. It's great to see that. It'll be on Friday the 6th of February. Tell us the other trials that will be going on before, of course, you take on the Western Force on Sunday the 15th of February.
Yeah, so we're just trying to finalise that now. It looks like we're probably going to play against... Going to try to play like a kind of round robin-y trial thing with a few club teams in Sydney, but like I said, it hasn't been finalised, yeah. So we'll just wait to see. Whatever we do end up doing, it'll probably be on the 30th or 31st of January, and I imagine it'll be somewhere in Sydney. Just have to wait and see. It was frustrating to see. We thought we were going to be playing against Toulon that weekend. That's fallen over, so it's going to be a bit of a throw to get the trial. In terms of the organisation of it, which is why it's been late coming out, but it certainly won't be thrown together in terms of our preparation for it. The boys are really ready to go, and there's some young guys in our team that we didn't see a lot of last year that are going to be really looking forward to their time in the trials and going to be looking forward to making the most of it.
Well, certainly the likes of Dave Horwitz, Jed Holway, him and Talala Gray, you know, there's the scent there now that Kane Douglas has moved on to Leinster, that the opportunities are going to be there. Speaking of opportunities, of course, you were part of the Bill Cook Cup last year. You guys at the Sydney Stars were red-hot favourites to go through undefeated and bury everything, while the New South Wales Country Eagles were going to get smashed in every single game. What are your genuine thoughts on it? From an individual point of view, it was great to get that next level of rugby. And did you feel that way going from the Shoot Shield to the Bill Corp Cup? It was another step up, and also the disappointment, I suppose, having such expectations within the Stars to do really well.
Yeah, it looked really disappointing from the Stars' perspective. I think it's good to get a win at the end there, but I just think, we probably didn't invest in the season enough before, and the results showed on the field. I think we came good towards the end of the season, but it wasn't enough, and by that time our confidence has sort of been struck down. From a personal level, I think it was really good to sort of maintain a bit of momentum in terms of playing. It was a long year, but I think in terms of where Premier Rugby was, I was really happy. You know, I was really happy I could play at a good level like that. Even though we weren't winning, it was still a great group of guys at the Stars, and I really enjoyed being around them. So from that perspective, yeah, it was quite good.
Finally, the World Cup is upon us. So this year, of course, you've worn the Wallaby gold, and the temptation must be immense to sort of look forward to that. Of course, you've got some bloke called Ben Robinson and Jeremy, of course, and also Kepps, who must be so agonisingly close to get so close and be in the mix to be part of what is a very, very special event in a World Cup.
Yeah, I think for me, the priority's got to be getting it right for the Tars. I think that's one great thing about playing for the Waratahs at the moment. There's a lot of good things, but one of them is that, you know, if you're starting at the Waratahs, then you're a good chance to sort of push on and wear the Wallaby colours. Now, I got my opportunity against France last year and probably didn't take it as well as I would have liked. When I had the back end of last year to sort some things out, which I think I needed to coming into this year. So I'm first and foremost looking forward to having a really good Super Rugby season, and then I know if I do that, then Michael Checker will keep me in the frame going forward, and then it'll be up to me to perform on an international level if I get that opportunity again.
Thanks for your time, Paddy.